Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good morning, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Vasi Hantalis, your host for Dreaming Big, Leading Boldly. Our topic today is how finances can simplify your life and your clients' life and also your businesses. And our leading ladies today are Randy Rose and Gail Goldman. They're co-founders of Thrive Business Services, which shows business owners how to streamline and automate their financial services. Good morning, Randy and Gail.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
You're so welcome. I love how you both chime in like harmoniously there. Which is one of the things we're going to be talking about is also your partnering and collaboration. I know that you're both known for the innovative ways that you've led your business. And I just, you know, wanted to start out by asking, you know, what was your vision when you launched Thrive Business Services?
Yeah, I'll let you take this away.
Well, it's not an accident that we called the company Thrive Business Services. If you look up the word thrive, you'll see that it means to prosper and flourish. And we want that for all businesses and for all business owners and for their employees and for their clients and for their vendors. And so that's where we come from, because nobody goes into business to not succeed in business. Everybody has a reason for going into business, and we want them to experience thriving, flourishing, and prospering at whatever their endeavor is. My long answer to the short question.
And Vasi, I'll
you
add
know
something
what?
To that. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, please. Go ahead,
well,
Randy.
I was going to say I'll add something to that. Gail, you know, talked about the clients, but one of the things that we've really taken on is it's not just about the clients thriving. We actually walk our talk. So it really is. We want those same, that's that same culture and the same principles that we operate our company from and how we take care of our own employees and, you know, look at the decisions that we make to take care of ourselves as well.
You know, I love that you mentioned the word culture. And, you know, you talk about flourish and prospering for everyone. So let's talk a little bit about how you do that within your culture.
Oh, that's fun, actually. So at least I think so. So we have a couple of things. So the first thing to know is that we're a completely virtual company. So we literally have a staff that goes from coast to coast. We have employees in California. We have employees in Florida. We have employees in the middle of the country, in Colorado, in Indiana. It's, you know, how do you create that culture when nobody gets to, you know, hang out around a water cooler? So we've done a couple of things. So the first thing is every Friday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific, we have our team meetings. And we do it via Zoom. So Zoom is a screen share program that allows us to look at one another and share our computer screens. So the first thing is we look like the Brady Bunch. Do you remember in the beginning of the Brady Bunch, everybody had their little, like, box, right? So we look like the Brady Bunch. But we get to talk to one another, so we consider that our water cooler time. It's also an opportunity for us to do any team trainings and if we want to do some development work. But probably the most fun piece of it is we do a round robin, and each week somebody else gets to ask a different question. And you never really know what the question's going to be because everybody gets to ask just a question where people get to answer. And some of the conversations that come up have been really, really funny.
Do you have like a sample question that comes to mind?
Sure. One of the questions that we asked was, what was the one that you asked Gail about favorite dish to bring to summertime barbecues?
Yes.
Was that
so,
one?
As it happens, we currently have all women on our employed with us. And so one of our manager asked, okay, it's barbecue season. What's your go-to dish that you bring to the potluck barbecue? And so that opened up a really funny exchange. So we really try to create an environment where people feel safe and across all levels, whether it's owner, manager, employee. And so where everybody feels a sense of community and feels safe and there's lots of laughter. And so it was a very fun exchange. And sometimes it's a question like, well, what are you grateful for today? Or what are you really proud of that you accomplished this week? Mm-hmm. And we share things like that. And the other thing about that call is that in a community where people are thriving, they feel like they matter. And so the second part of that call, we'll go over training or we'll go over system breakdowns. Like we always look at things from a point of view of systems. So we'll look at, okay, we're having a system breakdown. And we get everybody's input and we discuss possible solutions and we test things out. But everybody has a say and everybody's say is equally weighted because we're all working on this together. So there's really a sense of what people have to contribute really matters and what they have to say really matters and that everybody is appreciated and respected.
Yeah. And the other thing I'd like to say to that, thanks, G. By the way, I call Gail G. So if you hear me say that, that's what that's about.
Okay.
it's been my nickname for her for 20 years, so I just don't see that changing any. The other thing that you had asked, Vasi, was, you know, how we support the team in the culture. One of the things that we're really committed to is a work-life balance. And when our people, you know, given their virtual, it's like, how do you manage people's communications and people working when they're supposed to be working and clients knowing when they can reach people? Our employees actually have set hours. And if their phone rings before those set hours or after those set hours, they go to voicemail. We don't want our team being interrupted by clients, no disrespect to the clients, but we want the team to actually, their work-life balance and what's important to them matter. So we actually set those systems that Gail's talking about up so that people are empowered to be fully present when they're at work, and when they're at home, they should be at home. If you're getting a text message from me outside of work hours, it's because I really do need an answer, and it's a very, very rare incident when I'm going to reach you outside of hours.
And we don't give the cell phone numbers of the employees to our clients because we don't want our clients texting them. It has nothing to do with, you know, being afraid that an employee is going to take one of our clients. It's more that, you know, again, going back to these are the work hours. This is when the work gets done. And we don't believe in bookkeeping emergencies.
Right.
So you really want people to feel comfortable being able to clock out at the time that they clock out and know that they have full peace of mind to go and live their life.
Yeah, I get that value. It's so strong in your culture, that work-life balance. And you mentioned, I think before, Gail, about walking your talk, how you do that. And I hear how that is so much a part of your culture. It's not just lip service. And so, you know, I think that brings to mind, you know, one thing that, you know, people find is sometimes it's hard to hire people and find people and attract that fit with your culture. Do you have any tips or secrets of success for that, how you attract these people that fit with your culture?
Oh. Yeah. Randy, do you want me to answer that question?
Yeah, I'll let you start.
Well, we first, we have a very, very long list of things that we look for in our ideal candidate. We created a like our superstar classified ad that we put on Craigslist. We also have an application process on our website that weeds out a lot of people in terms of their knowledge of accounting, where we also have an extensive interview process where they meet with me, they get, they're assessed on their knowledge of QuickBooks. We're an all QuickBooks platform company, so they're assessed on their knowledge of QuickBooks and their ability to move around and answer questions. And they're interviewed by Randy. She does a situation type of interview where she asks them, like, okay, tell us about the time you really messed up and how you clean that up. And, you know, what tell us about a time you, like, knocked it out of the park. And she asks lots of questions like that. She's really listening for how they communicate, how they work in that sense. And then our team interviews the candidate. So we'll have our manager and we'll have one of our team members, and the team gets to interview this person and see what it's like, what they're like, and they get to talk to the team and be like, okay, are these people for real? Do they really do this work-life balance thing? You know, and we really, this is, we're a real team. I mean, you know, people have maternity leave, you know, and so it's like, okay, so how do we divide up the work and support each other in getting work done, or somebody is getting married or somebody is going on vacation. It's like, how do we work together? And we want someone who really can work together and fits into our culture that way. So we've come up with this process, and we're always tweaking it. We also do a DISC assessment to kind of get a sense of the kind of person they are and what types of environments that they thrive in and what really motivates them and what we can kind of expect from them. And we ask a lot of questions around that. And it's not a hiring factor, but it gives us some assistance. We do background check. We check references. It's a long process. We really want to get to know this person, and we really want mm-hmm. them to get to know us too. Yeah. Is there anything you wanted to add to that, Randy?
Yeah, I think the only thing that I would really add to that is, you know, we know that, you know, you kind of hire for attitude, right? Like, mm-hmm. people can be taught things, but someone has to have that at least, you know, there is a certain level of experience and knowledge and skill set that they have to come to the table with. And then if there's stuff that, if they've got the attitude that we're really looking for, then, you know, there might be, there are certain things that they're willing to, that we're willing to teach them and have them expand and grow in. But it really is, they got to come to the table with having some chops, as the expression would go. Part of it is we really, when we do that, our reference checks, we don't want to just talk to people that you've worked for. We want to talk to CPAs that have seen your work. Because we don't do taxes, mm-hmm. but we have great relationships with CPAs because CPAs know that they can count on the work product that they get from us. And if you have CPAs that haven't been happy with the work product that you've created, you're not gonna fit in well here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, that I loved hearing about your process because there's so many levels to that. And yet, it sounds like it is completely paying off to take that time up front.
It has. And, you know, there are times, as business owners, Gail and I will be the first ones to admit, anytime we step over something, it's, you know, we've learned from it. We've considered those mm-hmm. very big learning experiences when we don't trust ourselves and our process and go, oh, it'll be enough. No, it's never really good. Good enough doesn't really work. Because rarely does it ever turn out.
Well, this is, you know, I can see as you've been growing, it's so important to have the right people. And that's one of the things that can be really tricky for businesses. So you've got this great staff, this great culture, this foundation to build your business. And tell us about how that's you know, simplified your clients' lives and their businesses, you know, as your business has grown and you're providing these services?
I'm going to let Randy answer that question.
I love that Gail said that. I'm like, if you could see me, I'm like,
she's passed the baton to you, Randy.
I could go on for hours on this one, and Gail knows it, right? Like, oh my God. So a few years ago, we had somebody that knew Gail had called her and said, listen, I need a bookkeeper. He goes, you know, my office, like, we're behind, and I need another set of hands. And Gail was like, well, okay, maybe. Let me send Randy in, and let's do an assessment and see what you really need. And so we went into this company, and the owner did a lot of traveling. And this is pretty consistent across the board, right? So this just happened to be with this particular person. But as a general rule, what happens is we all become our own bottlenecks. And so in this mm-hmm. case, this person's travel schedule was one of the biggest bottlenecks, because to get them to sign checks, they were always traveling. So they had their process for their payables, but he happened to have been the biggest bottleneck. So after doing an assessment of what was going on in their systems, we determined that really what they needed was some change up in their systems. They didn't need a new bookkeeper or another bookkeeper in their accounting department. What they needed was to be introduced to a program called Bill.com, which would allow their internal team to enter bills just the way they always did, but the owner didn't actually have to be on site to write checks. They could use an app on their phone, and they could approve, and they could pay. And so this was a guy who had a growing family and was traveling a lot, and he would literally be at the airport, and he would just, you know, approve, swipe, and he would get to do what he would need to do, or he would be feeding his kid a bottle, you know, and he'd have his kid in his arm. Would literally, he'd have his kid in his arm feeding a bottle, and he would have the phone in his hand, and he would swipe one way, and he would approve something, or then he would swipe another way, and he would pay something. And it just created this whole flexibility and this whole shift. And then the other thing that we did was we did help them catch up. But I would say that by them not having to hire another bookkeeper at that time, we probably saved them $50,000 to $60,000 a year just by going in and doing a full-on assessment, looking at their systems and seeing what was missing and what could be done more efficiently. As technology.
Can I just add one thing, Randy?
Absolutely.
Not only did we save him from having to hire a second bookkeeper, we gained him back 10 hours of weekly productivity from the bookkeeper he already had.
Wow.
So he gained back 40 hours of productivity from using that app.
A month, including the peace of mind and the decreased stress for himself, for him to be able to be wherever he needed to be.
Yeah, and work-life balance for him as well,
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I appreciate you adding that in, G. It was what it made available was just so extraordinary for that person. And for us to see the difference that we really did make, because we could actually see the tangible difference that we were making. So that piece was just fantastic. And that was just one app. I mean, the reality is as technology's caught up to accounting, we can really see the way that technology can just make life easier when you understand how it all works together and to be able to identify what is the need. We don't put people into any particular, it's not like you have to fit into a particular box when you work with us. We really are going to assess what is the biggest pain point, what's keeping you up at night, and then recommend the systems or the technology that we feel is going to produce the best result to get you the outcome that you're looking for. It's always going to be coming from what's the end result and working backwards.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did that answer your question, Vasi?
Yeah, absolutely. Very much
Gail,
so. And, you know, you mentioned – oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Randy.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, you ask. I apologize.
Well, I was going to say, you know, you mentioned technology, and I know that's one of the ways in which your company is very innovative. So is there any other, you know, story you want to share with us about how you're using technology in innovative ways?
Gail, you want to take that or you want me to?
Why don't you do it? You're on a roll. I'll add the color to it.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. You know, Vazi, here's the thing. The first thing just to know that we just, you know, get to be really straight about is we know mm-hmm. that our industry is changing, right? So the right. reality is we are always looking to make that difference with the client. So what's another example of, I mean, just even how Gail and I operate. When I look at, I mean, we have an internal software stack. I'm trying to think, what's another? Gail, I'm not drawing a blank, but what would you answer on that? And I'll add color.
Well, so, for example, I mean, how many people just have tons of receipts lying around their house?
Ah, thank you.
I mean, or like you're so receipt management is a big deal, and we use a program for almost for all of our clients called HubDoc, and this program is amazing because what it does is, first of all, you have an app. They give you an app that you can put on your phone, and every receipt you have, you just take a picture of it, right? But you don't have to say this is Staples, and because the program will actually read your receipt for you. I'm going to say that again because it's just so freaking incredible.
Yeah.
The program will read your receipt, and it will read Staples, and it will make a folder for you for that vendor, Staples.
That's amazing.
And then anytime you need to find your Staples receipts, there it is. Amazing. And it's in PDF form, which is completely acceptable to the IRS. Then on top of that, you can email documents to this program, and again, it will read the document and give it a name. It will also allow you to upload documents. So now you have this virtual cabinet environment that allows you to take pictures of receipts. It'll allow you to upload and allow you to email. In addition to that, you can link all of your financial accounts to it. So you can link your bank accounts and your credit card accounts. You can link some of your utility institutions, your cell phone, your GoDaddy account, your ADP account. Now, why would you do that? So that everything is in one place. You can even link your personal stuff in there. You can have your husband and your wife have this app on their phone, and they can take pictures of receipts, and now you have where everything is. You can even go further, and you can now tag some of these receipts. Some of it's personal, some of it's business, some of it's that, you know, maybe you're doing a build out in your office, or maybe you have a second location and you want to keep track of receipts for two different locations, or maybe from a personal standpoint, you want to keep track of receipts that are kids related versus household related. Mm-hmm. You can do anything you want. You can completely customize the tracking of this system on your own. You can double tag, triple tag, and that's amazing. And it makes
you can invite
your accountant to have access. So now every time your accountant says, well, I need this copy of this tax form, well, it's right there. Everything's right there. He can just log in, or she can just log in and look at it. And this one tool for us is incredibly essential, because what it allows us to do is it allows us to gain access to this information so that we can then prepare and process everything that we need to manage from a bookkeeping point of view, and without constantly poking at you. Hey, can you send me that statement? Hey, the link on your login broke, and we need your login for your bank account. I mean, everything is completely safe. We can't see your password. You know, it's all set up in a way that really protects the client, but also supports them in knowing that their documentation is there, and they have a way of managing the receipts and putting paperwork where it goes, so that they don't have to think about it. It's there, and supporting the people that they've hired to support them and empower them and have them fulfill on their goals. So we love HubDoc. It's a great program. It's an easy way to empower yourself around receipt management and a whole lot more.
Gail, thanks for bringing that one up, because that was like, it's beyond. And the other thing that for me, that security is such an issue, you know, being a virtual company, it's like, how do we really make sure that people's information is secure? That program has bank-level security. And as we grow, it also means that your information's not getting stuck in email. I don't want you to email that information to me. Email's not secure, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's a place, it's it's an opportunity to have it be in a more secure place. And B, as we grow, I mean, how many emails do you get on a daily basis? Your information is not going to get lost. We're able to just invite the bookkeepers that are working on your information right to your folder. So it
That's
really
so
does,
important.
Again, eliminate you being the bottleneck.
Yeah. Wow, that's such a great example and so useful. And just in case our listeners might want to reach you after the show, how would you like our listeners to contact you?
The best way to contact us is to go to our website. Our website address is thrivebusinessservices.net, all spelled out. And on the website, there is a Start Here button on the top right. And if you click on the Start Here, it'll walk you through the process of, it'll just kind of have a fill-in form for you to let us know who you are and what your challenges are or what you need to talk to us about. And then both Gail and I are contacted from there, and then we'll reach out to you and get an appointment scheduled and find out what you need. The telephone number is 6... Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead. You can give the telephone number. Yeah.
Sure. It's 619-688-9248, and that's the best number, again, to reach us at. And if you hit 0, you'll get right to me. Me being Randy.
And I just wanted to add that we'll have that information listed in the show notes. So if you didn't get a chance to get the phone number or get all that down, you can refer back to our show notes and we'll have that in there. And gosh, our time has gone by so quickly. And the last few minutes, I just would love to focus on your relationship, your collaboration as partners, because I love what you say about, you say we're best friends first and business partners second. And so I know a lot of women love to collaborate or dream of partnerships or have had other experiences in partnerships. What tips or tools would you like to leave people with around partnerships and collaboration?
Oh, this is – okay. So the first thing – sorry, GM, I'm just going to step in. So the first thing is to listen – right? It's just A, you know, it makes a difference to always remind ourselves that we're best friends first. The second thing is to know that the other person is doing their best and to listen from that they're doing their best and they're doing – and when they make suggestions or when they have questions, it's because they need some information, not because they're questioning you. And when Gail and I practice that, that makes a tremendous difference.
Mm-hmm.
Just tremendous. And the third thing is to have fun.
Mm.
We play a lot. Gail, I'll let you take it. Anything else you want to say?
And the reason why we say we're best friends first is you can always make more money. You can't always make best friends. So,
so true.
That's
yeah.
where we stand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we want the other person to succeed. I would say the other thing, I mean, there's so much that we could say about this, Fozzy, but really one of the things is if I say something is important to me, Gail listens that way. She has what's important to me be important to her, and I have what's important to her be important to me.
Important like I need air, I need food, I need water, important like that.
Yeah. And we really do practice that. And it's been a learning.
Beautiful.
We had to develop the muscle there.
So I know you mentioned you've known each other for 20 years. How long have you had the business?
We formed Thrive in August of 2014. So we have both been doing this for a very long time, but we decided to challenge one another and really just challenge one another in 2014. Anything you want to say about that, G?
Just Randy and I had a business prior to this, and mm-hmm. Randy did come to work for me for a short amount, like about 2 years. And we had the same rules then, too. We maintained real boundaries about that, and we just said, look, no matter what happens, the friendship comes first.
Wow, what a strong foundation for your business. And I feel like we could do a whole nother show on that piece. So maybe
happy to.
I'll have you come back sometime in the future and we could do a whole
sure.
other show on that piece.
Sure, we love it.
So mm-hmm. wonderful.
We have, Randy, what, like at least 18 years of, 20 years of experience of that. So sure, we
mm-hmm.
certainly could do that.
Okay. So we're at our time for today, but I just wanted to ask each one of you if you have a sentence or a phrase or something you want to leave our listeners with.
Gosh, you know what? Every day you wake up on this side of the grass is a good day. It's all perspective.
It's all perspective. Yeah, love that. And how about for you, Gail?
I would say that, you know, if you have this idea that you think is really great, keep going forward with it. Don't let other people tell you it's not possible. You just, you know, follow your gut, follow your intuition, make it happen. That's what just came to me, so that's what I'm going to share.
Yeah. Perfect. Great note to end on. Well, that's our show for today, and I'd like to say thank you to Randy Rose and Gail Goldman for being our leading ladies today, and a special thanks to all our listeners in the United States and internationally. And we'll be back for another Women Lead Radio show Mondays at 9 a.m. Pacific and Fridays at 2 p.m. And this is Vasi Hantalis, your host of Dreaming Big, Leading Boldly. Remember to stay true to you and your dream by asking this important question: what's the next bold step I can take to move my vision forward? Then be the bold leader you were born to be and go for it.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.